Hello and welcome to another Mark Tiley My Tunes podcast. My latest guest is very well talked about by all sorts of people, including Ed Sheeran.
Hey guys, my friend Luke Concannon has just brought out a new album called Ecstatic Bird in the Burning. It's a fantastic record. Luke is one of the reasons that I make music and that I was inspired to do gigs and write songs and play guitar. And he's just a fantastic bloke, a fantastic performer and a fantastic songwriter. Go and check out the album and lots of love.
Someone else who is unbelievably keen on our guest this week is none other than Hugh Jackman.
I love Luke Concannon's songs. I love his singing. I love who he is as a man, as an artist, as a person. The first moment I heard his song, the first song I heard of his, the Niz Lopez song, JCB song, check it out. I think I cried the first four times I heard it. And I reached out to him and we got to know each other and he's amazing. So Ecstatic Bird in the Burning. I had to look down and just check that out because it's an eclectic name. Ecstatic Bird in the Burning. Check it out. It's his new album. You'll love Luke. Well, I love Luke, so I hope you do too.
Thank you, Hugh Jackman. Time to meet my Tunes guest this week.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
My Tunes guest this week was a guest of ours on Greatest Hits a few years ago around Christmas because we had a chat to Luke Concannon about Niz Lopez and about being in America. And lo and behold, you've gone and produced an amazing solo album. Welcome back, and on My Tunes, Luke.
Mark, thank you so much. And I really appreciated you having me on back then. And it's fun to come and celebrate that my new album is in the top 20 in the UK and US folk charts.
Just glorious, ecstatic, Ecstatic Bird in the Burning. That's the title of the album. That's not me talking about you. Ecstatic Bird in the Burning, the new album. Congratulations. I've been reading so much about it. A lot of writing going on out of doors.
Thank you. Yeah, I love writing outdoors and I'm very inspired by people like the great American poet Mary Oliver, who, like Walt Whitman, would spend a lot of time out in the woods with a notepad and a pencil and just, you know, observing nature, like Thoreau did that as well, right? And getting inspired by being under the sky and allowing the inner voice to come from that connection to nature. And so this album is very much from that place. I would get up early and run down to a local lake near our house where there'll be lots of geese and often lots of ice and snow, and just write for a couple hours every day. And so, you know, a lot of this record is coming from there.
It's a lovely album. Every song is precious on it. And I think I've read so many things, people saying mesmerizingly honest is a phrase that comes a lot, especially about these crazy times we've all been going through.
Yeah, the great writing teacher Brenda Yuland said, if you're really honest, then you're already interesting and original because no one's had your experience. So that really helped me to just dare to, you know, talk about my addiction to watching cage fighting and to my jealousy of Ed Sheeran. You know, it's interesting when people are honest, right?
Well, we're going to talk about Ed Sheeran. We're going to talk about Hugh Jackman. We're going to talk about puppets tomorrow. But give me your first music choice for today.
Thank you. The first choice is an album that was on rotation in my family home growing up. I listened to this album again last week and I got this strong sense that she is the Muhammad Ali of singer-songwriters. She's just on another level as a singer-songwriter. And I think this song, Caught and Spark, shows her genius on full display.
Now love came to my door with a sleeping roll and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spark. He was playing on the sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. It seemed like he read my mind. He saw me mistrusting him and still acting kind. He saw how I worried sometimes, I worry sometimes. All the guilty people, he said, they've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete me, I'd complete you. His eyes were the color of the sand in the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of L.A., city of the fallen angels.
My guest all this week is Luke Concannon. You may well know him best for Nisloppy, but the new solo album is out and it's stunning, and he's with me now. Luke, thank you again for doing this.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to get to hang out with you all week.
We are talking to you from the Isle of Man, and you are in Vermont. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm in Guildford, Vermont. So as I look out the window now, there's about a foot of snow on the ground, but the sun is very bright. It feels like the spring is slowly arriving, but winter is going to take another couple of months to realise it.
Now, when we talked yesterday, we mentioned Ed Sheeran. Now, a lot of people will know that you were hugely important in getting him started. He was helping out with you guys in Nisloppy and Kaboom, and the rest is history. But there's quite a few references over the years, and I love on the promo for this album the puppet of Ed Sheeran in the promo video. Whose idea was that?
Yeah, the first single we released for this record is Doing Nothing, and it's an honest story of my internet addiction. You know, my you know, where I want to go to bed and I'll be like, oh, I'll just watch one more video. And it also touches on the fact that it's kind of crazy when one of our biggest fans in the Nisloppy days and our work experience kid goes on to be the most successful live musician ever, the highest grossing live musician ever. And it can be a bit disorienting, you know. It's like our work experience kid is basically, you know, Superman.
You can't really say more than that. It happened. But by the same token, when he did Desert Island Discs, he did acknowledge your part in it, at least.
Yeah, that was amazing. He actually chose, he chose 10 discs, and he chose a Nisloppy song. And when she asked him at the end, if you could just take one of these songs with you, what would it be? And he chose our song.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's fair dues. Now, also on the promo, which I love the promo video for this, I popped it onto our Facebook page. Hugh Jackman just rocks up and says, oh, the JCB song always makes me cry. And loads more stuff. Hugh Jackman.
You know, it was funny. A couple years, well, actually more like 5 years ago, I kept getting these missed calls from California. And I just assumed it was some like robot trying to sell me storage or something. But then finally they left a message and it was an attorney representing Hugh Jackman asking if he could cover the JCB song, you know, a song that I wrote on his tour of Australia.
Wow.
He's a prince of a guy. He's got a very strong reputation because he somehow has managed to be, you know, extremely successful in the mainstream and be really humble and kind and positive. So yeah, I got to know him a bit and he recorded a little video to advertise the album.
It works. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Let's take your second track, Luke. What's it going to be?
Again, this is from my family home growing up. I grew up in an Anglo-Irish family, and so Van Morrison was kind of like a demigod. There were a few people in our house, like Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Van Morrison, Tom Waits, who were sort of semi-divine. And this is a song I really enjoyed of Van Morrison's growing up. It's Caravan.
Just to hold you tight.
so you know it's got so.
My guest on My Tunes all this week was half of Nisloppy, million-selling band, the JCB song, enormous. Success came like an express train, and as quick as it came, it all sort of went bang. Luke, Concannon, what happened?
I think what you say is true. Like, our mainstream success was short-lived. And we were an underground folk hip-hop band on our own independent record label and really interested actually in being independent. So it was kind of a miracle that we did have a big mainstream success when we didn't have the infrastructure for that. A lot of our heroes were independent, radical, political artists. And so it was crazy that we were a pop act for a short time. But I think what really happened is that the JCB song just hit a chord and took off. And then we didn't, you know, we weren't on a major record label. We did get major label offers, but they all seemed the sort of contracts that the industry's famous for, you know, like ones that are really unfair.
Mm.
And we were just like, no, you know, we're independent and we've enjoyed it so far. A lot of our heroines like Arnie DeFranco or Rory McLeod are independent. So we carried on that track. And then we kind of burnt out after, you know, really we were on a 10-year trip as Nisloppy, running a label, running a band, as family and friends, and it just got too much.
Yeah. But I was delighted to see on the album that your friend John, the other half, was on a track on the album, which I thought was great. John Parker, bass and beatbox. There he was.
Yeah. The thing about John Parker is that after Nisloppy gigs for years, we'd be signing CDs. And people would come up to me and say, you are so lucky to play with John. You know, when we toured with Jamie Cullum at the end of the tour came to John and said, you are a minor genius, which I think in the jazz world is a huge compliment.
Yeah.
it's like they're not gonna big you up too much. But John is an absolute animal at the double bass and at his own special thing he does, which is, you know, the beatboxing and this very rhythmic, creative thing he does. So I love playing with John. He was best man at my wedding 2 years ago. He's still my brother, even though we're not doing Nisloppy anymore. So it was great to get him on that track, which was particularly challenging timing-wise. It changes timing throughout it, so I needed a bit of a master like John on it.
Top man. Take the right man for the job.
That's it, brother.
Let's have today's track from you, Luke. What have we got?
Today's track, so, you know, the last couple of days I was talking about things I had listened to growing up, whereas today let's go into my own taste as an adult. I was blown away by Anais Mitchell's album Hadestown. It came out 2010 and it's a folk opera based on the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice and their journey into the underworld that's ruled by Hades. It's a long work that Anais Mitchell worked on is still working on. So it's like a 15-year project. And I was so thrilled that last year, after it being an underground record, it won multiple Tony Awards for its Broadway debut and Grammy for Best Musical Album. So this is Why We Build the Wall, where Hades is indoctrinating the workers in the underworld into believing that building a wall will make them free.
Mm-hmm. my children, why do we build a wall? Why do we build a wall? We build a wall to keep us free. That's why we build a wall. We build a wall to keep us free. How does the wall keep us free? My children, how does the wall keep us free? How does the wall keep us free? The wall keeps out the enemy, and we build a wall to keep us free. That's why we build a wall. We build a wall to keep us free. Who do we call the enemy? My children, who do we call the enemy? Who do we call the enemy? The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy, and we build a wall to keep us free. That's why we build a wall. We build a wall to keep us free. Because we have and they have not. My children, 'cause they want what we have got. 'Cause we have and they have not, because they want what we have got. The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build a wall to keep us free. That's why we build a wall. We build a wall to keep us free. My children, what do we have that they should want? What do we have that they should want? We have a wall to work upon. We have work and they have none, and our work is never done. My children, and the war is never won. The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build a wall to keep us free. That's why we build a wall. We build a wall to keep us free. We build a wall to keep us free.
My Tunes all this week has been a delight to link up to Vermont, because that's where my guest, Luke Concannon, is with your chickens, your lovely wife, Stephanie, and what a place to be.
I know. I am the luckiest person I know, honestly. Stephanie Hollenberg, my wife, is an amazingly beautiful, deep human being. She just got into Harvard Divinity School yesterday, so let's celebrate that.
Oh, yes.
She's going to be doing an MA in Harvard next year. Yeah, and we just bought a patch of land and we're building a cabin. So I feel crazy lucky. And I moved here to America to be with her.
Does that sort of being in the open spaces and everything, is this really at the heart of you?
Oh, that's a sweet question. And I'm really appreciating how much you have been keeping up with this record. I'm really thrilled, and with what we've been doing, it's really kind of you. Yes, is the answer. I think I've been learning more over time that being outdoors, being free, and really connecting with the gift of being alive. Like, it's a miracle, really, that we're all here, right? On this planet spinning through space. I'm just thrilled that we're kind of navigating towards living our dreams. We're planning on being in our cabin by the autumn, and maybe next spring we'll be growing plenty of veggies and maybe some babies, Mark.
Ooh, well, keep us up to speed on that. At the moment, the album is just going everywhere and getting so many lovely things said about it. Luke Concannon, Ecstatic Bird in the Burning, 10 glorious tracks. I'm hoping there's going to be a positive answer to this question. When things allow, Will you tour it?
Yes. And if there's any agents listening to this, you know, we would love to work with good agents to take the live show to people all around the UK and Ireland and beyond. So we're looking at that right now. I have a couple of private gigs in Europe in the spring, like a year from now. We're planning to do some outdoor concerts in the summer here. And I'm raring to go. So yes, please.
Good. Well, I hope that you come close enough that we can get to see you. Luke, it's just been wonderful, wonderful catching up. And the album is superb. We've been dipping in and out of it all week, and we will continue to do so. But for now, give us your final choice.
Well, it's been great to talk to you as well, Mark, after all these years. And it's sweet to keep the connection going. And thanks for everything that you've been doing to help the record. And this next song is from an album by an acquaintance of mine, Declan O'Rourke. It's one of my favourite albums ever. It's called Chronicles of the Great Irish Famine. Declan really deeply went into research of historic stories from the Irish famine and from people emigrating to escape the famine. And this is one of the most striking stories about a guy who has to take his family to the poorhouse to survive and what becomes of him and his true love. It's called Poor Boy's Shoes.
Luke, thank you again. Very best of continued success with this wonderful album. And I just hope we can get to see you next year.
Thank you so much, brother. Yeah, let's keep in touch.
When he met her at the dance, she had flowers in her hair. There was no girl in this land who could have stood next to her there. And there everyone could see how he loved her instantly. Though he had nothing to give her but his poor boy's hopes and dreams. Well, he danced with her that summer till it showed on her sweet face, as she was taken by the warmth of him and all his gentle ways. And then he swore to her his love was true, and he married her in poor boy's shoes. Well, not many years had passed through the grip of his strong hands when a great unyielding hunger drew its veil across this land. Young love soon took ill, and with two little mouths to fill, it took all he could to keep them from the poorhouse on the hill. But when his pockets had run dry from crying tears that rang like bells, and their home drew in the wind just like an old seashell, then he gathered everything he had to lose, and he walked them up in poor boy's little boy, and then he took the little girl, and soon their little souls were free from all the sadness in this world. Their father lifted up his love. She could no longer walk alone. And from the poor house on the hill, he took her on the long walk home. as he laid her down to rest. And so he knelt down by her bed and drew her feet up to his chest. And there he tried to warm her cold feet through. And they found him there in poor boy's
choices from my guest all this week, Luke Concannon. Thank you, sir. And here's to that fabulous album, Ecstatic Bird in the Burning. I'm Mark Tiley. I'll be back with more guests here on manxradio.com. And don't forget to join me if you can, Monday to Friday, 9:30 on Manx Radio.